Hi, my name is Janetta Steyn. I am from Newcastle University in Newcastle upon Tyne in England. I am in the School of Computing Science doing a PhD in computational neuroscience. I am in my second year. The working title of my thesis is Experimental and Computational Analysis and Modeling of the PY Complex in the Pyloric Circuit of the Crab's Thomatogastric Ganglion. I'll be doing all the talking myself. My research is about a specific group of about 4 or 5 neurons in the crab called the pyloric neurons, or just PY neurons. These PY neurons are part of a bigger group of about 25 neurons called the stomatogastric ganglion, or STG. The STG automatically produces a rhythmic pattern that is involved in the crab's chewing and food filtering processes. Creatures with neurons produce molecules called neurotransmitters, which can affect these rhythmic patterns. Eventually, I want to be able to build a computer model of these patterns and their changes caused by neurotransmitters. So what I do is to take a live crab, anesthetize it by putting it on ice for a while, and then dissect it to remove the stomatogastric nervous system, which is a part of the nervous system that contains the stomatogastric ganglion, which in turn contains PY neurons that I am interested in. I then record the activity of the nervous system, which at this point is still alive, while putting different neurotransmitters on the ganglion. To record the activity, I use electrophysiological equipment as well as voltage-sensitive dye. Voltage-sensitive dye is interesting stuff in that it fluoresces when you shine green light on it while there is neural activity. This way, I can capture the activity of several neurons in the hope of being able to see how the neurotransmitters change the activity of each neuron and the activity of the neurons relative to one another. If I can then manage to model this activity and the changes caused by the neurotransmitters on the computer, this should help us understand how the brain manages with changes, or how we can deal with injuries to the nervous system, such as in spinal injuries. The knowledge is also important in understanding conditions such as Parkinson's disease, and can also be used for building robots and even bionic prosthetics. My research is funded by the School of Computing Science of Newcastle University. Many thanks to my supervisors, Peter Andras and Jennifer Hallinan, for all their help and patience.